Hello, Thursday morning, Mike and Casey, 8:45. Is there a doctor in the house?
He plays Doc. His name is Tim Mathis, and you know him from Animal House and West Wing, where he's the vice president. Now he's one of the stars of Virgin River, and that is back for season 4 on July 20th, next week. Welcome to the Mike and Casey Show, Tim.
Doing very well. How's it going with you?
Terrific. You have one of the largest Wikipedia pages I've ever seen, because you've done so much for so long. You're so successful.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I think they ran out of words, and they just had to stop. There was just so much.
Well, I've been very lucky, you know, and I started so young, and now that I'm older, it all adds up.
We're talking about season 4 of Virgin River on Netflix. Tell us about what you do on that show.
On Virgin River, it's a story of a small town in Humboldt County up Northern California, which is kind of an idyllic setting, beautiful place. You know, like all of the residents seem to have had some sort of traumas or events in their life that they're trying to wrap their brain around or get their head right about. And my character is a guy named Doc Mullins, Vernon Mullins, who was a chief executive at a hospital. He's a doctor. Chief executive, worked his way up in Seattle and was running a hospital, and then finally decided he missed being around patients and treating people and looking them in the eye. So he moved to Virgin River and became the local GP for everybody. And it's so different for a doctor because you're dealing with people that you know. It's like treating family all the time. So you see people on the street, you see them in the office, and you know they're about their life. And it's a whole different kind of medicine. It's kind of choosing life over work, you know. It's about making sure that you get the most out of your life rather than just making money and getting another promotion.